But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and GM of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, man.
Well, how are you feeling after that game last night?
Well, not too good. I wish we would have won, obviously. That is goes without saying with obviosity. I guess that game just proves that old sports axiom, don't it?
What's that?
When Wade Phillips is in the building, nothing good happens.
Man, he was there.
You can't put that one on Wade.
Tell you, he's been trying to get a hold of me the whole time he's been in town, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He claims he just wants to go out for a few hamburgers and a little talking, but he'll be eating all the hamburgers and only talking to him asking me for another job. It's all the time. He's always offering to prune my bushes or carry some rocks from the front of the house to the back or something.
Well, he really needs work, huh?
He does. He's down. But, boy, I tell you what, I really admire how Tony Romo heroically came back and led us to failure. That took a lot of courage.
Now, come on, he tried. We don't know if he should have been back in the game, though.
Yeah, well, that was questionable. When I had to go down there on the sidelines to see if I could offer any emergency medical advice, you know, to the team that was working on Tony's back.
Yeah.
And I did. I told him, throw some ice on it, tape it up, and send him back out there because I'm paying a lot of money.
You made the call.
I'm playing. I made the call. That's right. I don't want to go on record about it, but
okay.
I did.
All right.
I do. But that Redskin defense, really attacking old Romo last night. They were on him like Ebola on a room full of nurses.
All right, now.
Now, I would say that joke is too soon, but truthfully, it's too late. Ebola jokes are more stale than Deucey's delivery, so.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, don't take it out on Deucey just because you lost a game.
And boy, our defense got exposed like a restroom stripper last night.
Didn't mention that either, if I were you.
Yeah, well, they did.
I don't get it. I mean, old Court McCord ain't done jack in the NFL, and now all of a sudden he plays against us like he's channeling the still-living ghost of Joe Theismann.
Colt McCoy, you mean?
Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
I thought it was Court McCord.
No.
But I tuned into that broadcast in our suite last night.
Uh-huh.
That John Gruden is sure hard to listen to, isn't he?
Gruden?
I tell you, I'd rather listen to someone pick up a cat with a pair of pliers than listen to that guy.
Yeah, they put you on the broadcast last night, too.
They sure did. What'd you think about that? I sounded pretty good talking to that Mike Turco, didn't I?
Tirico?
Yeah, you sounded okay.
And I thought I went back and looked at it on the DVR this morning.
Uh-huh.
And darn, I almost looked lifelike. That was pretty good.
Almost. Almost.
I want to issue a complaint against that horrible mess of broadcast, though.
Hmm.
When Romo went down, they didn't show any shots of a concerned and very hot Candace Romo.
Okay.
All right. Stop it with that.
And if I'm going to lose my golden goose and Romo, they can at least show me some mental material. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Stay away from her.
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
Hey, and it's a good thing I wasn't on camera or mic when Tony went down, too.
Oh, yeah?
That wasn't during the interview with me, because I let out about a three-minute streak of dirty words and make a pent blush.
Yeah, they did get you off, I think, one play before that. That was very fortunate.
One play before it, yeah. One play. But Tony, I followed him to the locker room, you know, offering him words of inspiration and so on.
Uh-huh.
And I promised him anything he wanted if he'd just go out there and play some more for us, win the game for us. I promised him more money, a new car. Promised him I'd take Jerry Jr. out to the woods in East Texas and drop him off again.
What would Romo care about that?
Well, no, that was for me.
Oh, okay. Well, you're still 6-2.
We're still 6-2. Still 6-2, and I think the Cowboy fans realize that. And they're not exactly hopping mad, which is good. They know we're putting a better product on the field. And I can tell that we're having a really good season, because when I went down there to the sidelines last night, fans only hit me with a couple pieces of garbage. And that's how I know we're doing all right.
Yeah,
because during a normal season, I'd be pelted with heads of lettuce and tomatoes and used diapers.
Oh, gross.
Oh, man, they're always all over me.
Mm. Well, you guys will bounce back, and you've got to, because you got a big one with Arizona this week.
We do. Got a big one with Arizona, and, you know, if I'm curious to meet with Dr. John, who is Romo's back guy.
Oh, Snapper John?
Snapper John, yeah. And, you know, if Tony can't go, I was proud of Brandon Weed Eater. He did a good job.
Weeding.
We're covered. We're covered. And I think this is going to be, people are going to be really excited how we're going to respond to this game and come out and kick Arizona's ass.
Mm. Oh, okay.
How about them fighting words, huh?
Yeah, that's the spirit.
If only I believed them. Good morning to you.
There goes fake Jerry. 8-4.